Today we're building a formula for Amen Variation in Ableton Live 12, with that smoky warehouse drum and bass vibe in mind. So the goal here is not just to loop an Amen break and call it a day, the goal is to make it breathe like a record. We want it gritty, human, a little unstable, and always moving forward. That's what gives you that late-night warehouse energy, concrete walls, foggy atmosphere, sub-pressure in the chest, and a break that never sits still for too long. Dart symbol. Load your Amen break into an audio track and loop it over two bars. Keep the tempo in that classic DNB zone, around 172 to 174 BPM if that fits your track. If the break isn't lining up cleanly, turn on warp, use beats mode, and tighten the transients so the kick and snare land with authority. At this stage, don't overdo it. You want a solid reference version before you start chopping and reshaping. A clean bass gives you control later. Now slice the break to a new MIDI track. This is where things get fun, because now the Amen becomes playable. You can trigger individual hits, build little edits, and create variation without losing the character of the original break. Rename the track something clear like Amen Slices, so you're not hunting for it later. When you program the first pattern, keep the main kick and snare anchors strong. Then add just a few ghost notes, maybe a tiny pickup before the snare, maybe a little hat movement on the offbeats. The key word here is restraint. A smoky warehouse break works because there's space between the hits. If you fill every gap, the groove loses its weight. Let the drums hint at movement instead of shouting all the time. A really useful way to think about Amen Variation is as a four-part formula: anchor, lift, switch, reset. Anchor is your main groove. That's the stable part, the phrase the listener can lock into. Lift is where you add energy, maybe a ghost note, a snare drag, or a small hat roll. Switch is your tension moment, maybe a reverse hit, a tiny fill, or a dropped kick. Reset brings you back to the core groove so the floor doesn't fall apart. If you map that over four bars, it can look like this. Bar 1 is mostly original and steady. Bar 2 adds a little detail. Bar 3 removes something or pushes the rhythm forward. Bar 4 gives you a fill or turnaround into the next phrase. That simple structure is enough to make the break feel intentional and alive. One really important DNB rule. Vary one major thing at a time. Don't change the kick, snare, hats, and spacing altogether unless you're deliberately going for a huge transition. Most of the time, a tiny change every two bars is more effective than a massive rewrite. In this style, subtlety creates pressure. You also want the groove to feel played, not machine-stamped, so don't be afraid of tiny timing offsets. A few milliseconds late or early on ghost notes can make the whole thing feel more human. That little push-pull is part of the warehouse feel. It's imperfect in the right way. Next, let's shape the break with stock Ableton devices. Put the Amen through a drum bus or a group drum channel and start with EQ8. Clean up unnecessary low end if the break has rumble below the useful range. A gentle high pass around 25 to 35 Hz is often enough. If it sounds boxy, you can trim a bit around 250 to 400 Hz. And if the hats are getting too sharp, ease off some of that top end edge, but only if it's actually a problem. After that, add drum bus. A little drive can give the break some bite. A bit of crunch can dirty it up in a good way. Transients can help you sharpen the snare or soften the hats depending on what the groove needs. Then add saturator with soft clip-on for extra edge. Keep it subtle. You want the break to feel closer and more physical, not smashed into a digital brick. The idea is controlled grime, not overcooked distortion. If you want a slightly nastier texture, you can bring in redux very lightly, or push saturator a little harder and then tame it with EQ. But be careful. In DNB, the Amen needs to cut through the mix. If you destroy the transient detail, you lose the snap that makes the break feel alive. Now for the smoke layer. This is where the warehouse vibe really opens up. Create a return track with reverb and echo. Keep the reverb short and filtered. You're not building a cathedral here. You're building a damp, grimy room with concrete reflections. Something around 1.2 to 2.8 seconds decay can work, with low cut and high cut filtering so the reverb stays controlled. Then add echo with short delay times, like 1/8 or 1/16 dotted, and keep the feedback modest. Don't send the whole break to that return. Just choose moments. The last snare of a phrase is a great one. A ghost snare or a fill hit is another. A little throw on the final hit before a drop can be huge. The point is to use ambience like punctuation. That way, the room opens up only when you want it to. Now automate movement over 8 or 16 bars. This is where the loop becomes an arrangement. You can automate filter cutoff, drum bus transients, reverb send amount, saturator drive, or even utility gain for little dropouts and emphasis moments. A nice 16-bar shape might go like this. The first four bars are dry and punchy. Bars 5 to 8 get a little darker, with a touch more ambience. Bars 9 to 12 bring back some brightness and detail, maybe with one extra fill. Bars 13 to 16 open up again and build toward the transition. That sense of phases is what makes the break feel like it's evolving instead of repeating. Think in energy slots, not just bars. Before you edit, decide which moments in each four-bar block should feel like a lift, a drop, or a reset. That keeps the break purposeful. You're composing motion, not just filling space. Then you need a turnaround. Every good Amen Varination formula should have a last bar fill or transition hit. This is where you cue the next phrase, the drop, or the switch up. You can do a snare flam, a quick tom-style edit, a reversed hit into the downbeat, a short silence before the one, or even a quiet metallic impact layered underneath. A great trick is to duplicate the last bar, cut one kick or hat to make space, and place a reversed slice before the next hit. Use fade handles so it blends smoothly. That little tug into the downbeat gives the groove a lot of forward motion. If your bass line is doing a call and response thing, this is even more effective. Let the Amen fill answer the bass phrase. That way the drums and bass are speaking to each other instead of competing for attention. For a more authentic smoky texture, resample the break to audio once the pattern feels right. This is a really good intermediate move because it lets you commit to the vibe and work faster. Record 4 or 8 bars, consolidate the best section, and then make small audio edits if needed. You can tuck this resampled layer quietly under the main break, so it feels like room tone, tape haze, or the ghost of the original performance. It adds depth without adding clutter. If you want extra movement, try a tiny frequency shifter or a very light filter on that background layer. Keep it subtle. The goal is to create an unstable atmosphere, not a sound design feature that steals focus. A few things to watch out for. Don't over-edit every bar. Keep most of the groove stable and only change one main element at a time. Don't make the top end too glossy. Smoky DNB usually sounds better when the highs are controlled and a little rough around the edges. Don't drown the break in reverb. Use ambience like a seasoning, not a sauce. And don't quantize all the soul out of it. The tiny imperfections are part of the feel. Here's a strong practice approach. Load one Amen, loop two bars, slice it to MIDI, and make two versions. Version 1 should be the main groove with ghost notes and a simple fill. Version 2 should remove one kick, add a reverse hit, and get a little darker with auto filter. Put a return reverb on the last snare of each 4-bar phrase. Then resample both versions and arrange them over 16 bars. Your goal is to make them feel like they belong to the same track, not like separate ideas. The big takeaway is this: anchor the Amen, vary one thing at a time, use FX for atmosphere, and automate the movement across phrases. In Ableton Live 12, the stock tools are more than enough to build a smoky warehouse break that feels real and performance ready. If your Amen sounds like it's breathing through concrete while the sub stays clean underneath, you're on the right track. That's the energy. That's the vibe. Now go make it roll.